All right. It's time to stop fucking around. Ooh, thunder. Right on time. Ah, it might rain today. We might get some... Well, we're getting thunder right now. I love thunderstorms. Of course, it'll probably do the raining and shit while I'm doing the podcast, and I won't be able to go sit outside on the patio as it's raining and smoke a cigar, which is what I would like to do. But anyhow, Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. Sally, the slutty little slut, sells her slit by the seashore. Slutty little Sally sells her slit by the seashore. All right, feeling pretty good? Everybody feeling good? I'm feeling good. You feeling good?
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan. Look for a safe space. You're going to need it today.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. Yes, you can go fuck yourself. You can absolutely, you can go fuck the living shit out of yourself until there's nothing left to fuck. That's how much you can fuck yourself. I am the motherfucking great one himself. I am the motherfucking founder of the Silicon Libertarian Society. And this is motherfucking Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile alliance, like homes in on and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter. Because, guys, let me explain something to you. Statist lives don't matter. I know. The great one. Oh, the great one. Statist lives matter. No. Statist lives do not matter. Okay, statists are parasites, and you're all going to fucking die. Okay, here we go. Let's get some announcements. A great one comes to you today. Very bad news. Very bad news. Bad news for all of us. This is bad news for you, bad news for me. This is bad news. If I wasn't such a stoic, I'd be more pissed off about this. Not gonna lie, I'm a little pissed off. I'll get over it. We're gonna work our way through it. The great one has to go back to work. Fucking Christ. Weyland-Yutani, I've talked about it in the past. We got these warehouses full of shit. Well, Dallas can't afford to pay for the warehouses, so we have to move. Oh, well, okay, the stuff has to be moved out of the warehouses, which requires manpower. So, you know, he sent out a notice to everyone who worked there. There's work if you want it. Well, if I turn down the work, then I don't get my unemployment anymore. So, obviously, I have to do this. So, we'll see what actually happens. But at the moment, he's saying that we're going to work, you know, 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. So, that's going to put a huge fucking cramp in my Wuhan productivity and podcasting. And here I was, just getting back in the groove. Oh, man, have I... So, yeah, well, no, never mind. I don't want to foreshadow. But, man, anyway... So that just fucks my world over right there. Now, the other thing is, you know, once we're done moving all the shit, we'll go back to not having anything to do, I assume. So perhaps I'll be back in this boat. I don't know. You know, and again, part of being a stoic and part of having zero fucks given is you don't sit around and worry about the future, you know, that you can't control, right? There's the future you can control, and you should certainly concern yourself with that, right? Like the future you can control is, do I go into debt? Future you can control is, do I go to college and what do I major in? You know, future you can control is, do I get a woman pregnant or, you know, things like that. But future I can't control is, will Weyland-Yutani have money to employ me to work there after we're finished moving all this stuff, right? I have zero control over that. And thus, I don't concern myself with it. When the time comes, I will roll with the fucking punches, the way I have done for my entire fucking life. Number two announcement. I still haven't gotten banned off PayPal. So that's what, a week or something? Massively impressive. And anyhows, I made the announcement, if you contribute over $100, you get to call an episode. So I've had some takers on that. Now, of course, PayPal takes a percentage. So I'm upping this because I'm an asshole. And, you know, you guys can fucking get butthurt if you want to. But these economic realities, okay? Not upping it a lot, but it's, and it was going to be $110, but I just said, look, let's just make it a nice round number, a fun number. $111. For $111, you get to choose the topic of an episode of Stating the Obvious. Now, if they've already sent in your $100, you're grandfathered in. Okay, so everybody who's done this already, you're grandfathered in. Oh, and I got, well, I don't have it up right now. I was going to rattle off names of people who had sent money. Hey, you know, you can put a note when you send the money. Okay, if you don't want me to acknowledge you on the podcast, let me know. Otherwise, I will acknowledge people because I think you deserve that if you throw money at me. Because I can be bought. You know, I am a whore. If you give me enough money. Great one. How much money would it take for you to stand out on the street corner with a Black Lives Matter sign? Realistically? Well, for how long? Let's say I have to stand on the street corner with a BLM sign for, I mean, let's make it worth it, 8 hours. Okay, that will cost, you give me $100,000, I will absolutely do it. So I have a price for everything. My price for an episode of Stating the Obvious is $111. The other thing is, now that I've got the PayPal for the moment until I get canceled for being a white supremacist, racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, of which I'll be all of those things in this episode, this will be an offensive episode. I want to warn people now, you're going to get some feels hurt today. I'm also, now I can set up a thing where, I stole this idea from Aaron Clary, is, you know, you can get from Cappy, you can get all the past episodes of the podcast on a USB stick. Well, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to charge a little bit more than he does because I'm going to make a profit. I'm not going to charge like $1,000, but I'm going to make a profit here. I got to put time into it. But anyhow, so if that's something you're interested in, it's going to be available soon. Soon, he says, with great confidence, because we know how I am. It'll be on the website, and you can purchase a USB stick or an SD card. I think I'm going to do both options, because maybe you want one or the other for whatever reason. It'll have all the past episodes. It'll have pictures of the volleyball girls and the supergirls and the redheads, many of which have not been on the website. I'll throw in a bunch of the science studies that I have. I have the original zip file of proximity plus diversity equals war that was on the chateau before it got shut down. I'll throw that on there. So I will toss like just a bunch of extra stuff in addition to the podcast episodes on there. I can't say exactly what you'll get, but you'll get some stuff. You'll get everything I just mentioned and maybe even just more shit. When I'm sitting there loading stuff onto the fucking USB stick, if I just think, like memes, I got fucking folders full of memes and shit, most of which have never been seen on the web. I'll throw all that shit on there and you can fucking have at it. Have fun with it. So, all right, that's announcements. Hold on a second. Is it raining? Oh, my God. Holy fuck. It is like, I just opened the curtain. It's coming down like a motherfucker. See, all right, I may have to pause the recording and go sit outside and smoke a cigar. Just to enjoy the rain, because it's not going to last long. This is Colorado. It rains for like 17 minutes and then it's gone. All right, I'll be right back. You guys hang out. Oops, I got distracted longer than I intended to. Man, it's coming down for Colorado. All right, anyway. Shit. All right, I'm just going to power through because I'm going. I'm fired up. I think I'm ready to do this. Let's just get it done. I'll smoke a cigar later. See, if I smoke a cigar and relax and everything, and then I won't be quite as fired. Not as fired up as I was the other day when I first came up with... I have notes. I have 2 pages of notes for this podcast. Not as fired up as I was when I came up with the idea for this podcast, which is going to be offensive, just letting everybody know right off the bat. I had a thought the other day, not like a female thought, but a thought in my head. Because I was talking to some friends about the diet that I'm on and everything like that. And we were talking about the people who can't stop eating. You know, something occurred to me, because you've heard that, right? Before somebody said, well, I just can't stop myself from eating. I can't control myself. I can't stop myself. And it could be other things. You know, you could say, like, I can't stop myself from drinking. You know, I can't control my alcoholism. I can't control my drinking. So what these people are saying is that there are times when they are unable to control their body, and their body does things without them being able to stop it. So kind of like an epileptic seizure, if I could learn to talk. So here's the thing. If you can't control your body, if you're like just sitting there in the living room, right, and suddenly your body, without your control, gets up and goes to the refrigerator and opens the refrigerator and pulls out a pie and shoves the pie in your mouth, should you really be allowed to drive a car? Because what if you're driving down the highway and suddenly your body, without you being able to control it, suddenly just gets out of the car and starts trying to get to the refrigerator to stuff a pie in its mouth? Well, you're going to cause an auto accident. So I think anyone who comes forth with this excuse about how they can't control themselves for their eating, or they can't control their drinking, or they can't control their drug habit, I think these people should not be allowed to drive. Just throwing that out. Think about it. Think about it. Tell me where I'm wrong. Speaking of not being wrong, so I'm listening to the Dick Show. Dick.show. And Sean, he chimes in about how he saw this thing somewhere. And yeah, a newspaper or written on the internet, whatever. The point was, Sean saw this thing where they were explaining to people, for the purpose of social distancing, what 6 feet looks like. And Sean says that whatever it was he was reading said that you could imagine, or you could visualize, 6 feet as being the length of 2 big dogs face to face. And the way he presented it was much funnier than the way I presented it. But then, you know, Dick jumps in and he points out that, yes, this is how you have to explain things to women. Because dogs, right? Dogs and women. Do I need to explain to anyone who listens to this podcast, women and fur babies? Okay, women and rescue dogs. You all have that, right? I don't need to explain the joke. You know, and then they start going, you think how we'll just measure everything with dogs instead of the imperial system or the metric system. Oh, it's about 3 dogs long. You know, that weighs about 17 dogs. And it's funny, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that's actually completely true. Because if you stop and you think about this, stop and think about it, women can only understand the world if it is explained to them in the context of either dogs or Harry Potter. I mean, think about all the memes you see from the women that involve either dogs or Harry Potter. Like, to them, all politicians are fit somewhere into a fucking Harry Potter character. And they're fucking fur babies. Women literally do not understand the world if you cannot contextualize it as either a Harry Potter character or subplot, or as a dog. Like, women cannot understand the concept of 6 feet, right? You know, 6 feet, you know, the minimum height a man has to be for you to date him. Women can't conceptualize that. But if you tell a woman's, oh, well, 6 feet is the length of two dogs, nose to nose, that she can understand. Okay, now, let us begin to delve into the offensiveness. This may be the only time I talk about this because I have much better things to talk about. Some of you may or may not be aware that there are some riots happening because apparently Black Lives Matter. Now, Black Lives don't matter in Africa, where Black people are killing the fuck out of each other all the time. But of course, we all know the only reason Black people in Africa kill other Black people is because of evil white men. That was, of course, the same reason that the Black people in Africa sold other Black people from Africa to the evil white men so that those Black people could be brought back to the United States by Yankee merchants and then sold to people in the South to pick cotton on plantations. Few observations about the riots. Number one, anyone remember Wuhan virus? Anybody remember social distancing? Man, as soon as, you know, middle-class white kids and Black people decided to start rioting, suddenly social distancing didn't really matter much anymore. But hey, at least they're all wearing masks. And the other good thing about the riots is that it did get the Wuhan virus out of the news. I mean, nobody's really talking about the Wuhan virus much more anymore. Now, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you'll have to wear a mask to go into a building because we still think that wearing a piece of magic cloth over your face protects you from a virus. But meanwhile, we're doing a bunch of virtue signaling over Black Lives Matter. And the thing about the riots, you know, if they would attack, you see, I've seen, you've probably seen, on the Twitterverse, which I haven't looked at lately because I'm getting over the Twitterverse again, you know, the videos of them beating up store owners and shit like that. I saw one video, they're beating some woman who's, you know, trying to get them away from her store or whatever. They're beating her with a board or something. You know, once again, if, and I don't mean to insinuate that these people are of low intelligence or anything, but I mean, if the rioters and the protesters who are so against police brutality were smart enough to, I don't know, beat the shit out of police officers and politicians, maybe I could support them. Maybe I could be on their side. But of course, the problem with this is that everybody is wrong. Everybody involved is wrong, okay? The police are wrong. So did you notice, like, when white people were showing up to peacefully protest the stay-at-home order, the police are out there to keep an eye on them. But when Black people start rioting, the police all run away. Dude, I saw on the Twitter, I saw a fucking video of people in military uniforms. I'm going to assume it was National Guard. God, I hope it was a National Guard. A bunch of people in military uniforms, mostly women, lined up doing the Macarena on TikTok. I mean, see, this is why I have no respect for the National Guard. None. And as you know, if you've been here for a while, I have very little respect for the military, which accumulated when I read an article slash op-ed slash essay, whatever, many, many moons ago, written by someone in the military. And he was talking about how when they were on guard duty, they put tape over the top of their magazine, over the bullets, right? You put the bullets in the magazine. It's called a clip. I don't give a fuck if it's called a clip or a magazine, okay? I call it a magazine. That's what we called it when I was in the military. Were you in the military? Were you in the infantry? No? Oh, then don't fucking argue with me about what it's called. I don't need to know what it's called. I know what it does. Go fuck yourself. So you put the bullets in the clip, right? Then you take the clip, you put it into the weapon, and then you draw the bolt back and you chamber around when you let the bolt go forward. He was explaining how they put the bullets in the clip, and then they put tape over the bullets to keep them in the clip so they can't accidentally chamber around and they can't accidentally kill anybody. And they do this while they're on guard duty. This is how they're on guard duty in enemy territory. And I read that, and that was the, I mean, guys, if you can't fucking control your weapon and not accidentally shoot someone else, you should not be in the military. As I said at the time, we did live fire exercises on a fairly regular basis. We're all out there with live ammo, locked and loaded, running around, crawling. Nobody ever accidentally shot anybody. Other than those couple of times that I told the stories about, but those were not that kind of, it's not like accidentally, oh, my gun accidentally went off. My rifle accidentally discharged. I accidentally pulled the trigger. You know, there are a few times when friendly fire was exchanged, but it was not accidental. It was somebody being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I mean, guys, when the United States military, when members of the fucking military have to put tape over the bullets in the magazine, in their rifles, so they don't accidentally shoot someone, I can't take that seriously. It's impossible for me to take those people seriously as a military force. It's impossible. It has nothing to do with riots. National Guardsmen doing the Macarena on TikTok. Okay. Why are the rioters not being shot? You say, no, I'm dead serious. As soon as you throw a brick through a window, I mean, because, guys, my God, the police, they've got these body armor, they got snipers, they got SWAT teams, they got machine guns, they got grenades, they got armored cars, they got tanks. As soon as someone throws the brick through the first window, start shooting them. And yes, I'm serious. Okay, but the police are not there to protect the private citizens or the property of the private citizens that's being destroyed. The police are there to, number one, be professional beta males, but more importantly, they are there to protect politicians and to enforce the will of politicians. So the Black Lives Matter idiots want to claim that, you know, the police are their enemies and the police are killing all these black people and all the time and everything like that, which is also fascinating because if the police are always killing black people, you know, just on a regular basis for the fun of it, why is it such a big deal now? And why don't black people just leave the shithole cities, right? It's kind of like we all know that on college campuses, 7 out of 5 women get raped every 13 nanoseconds, right? So if you're a woman and you go onto a college campus, you will almost immediately be raped by a white man, of course. And yet, women continue to go to college campuses, knowing full well that the moment they step onto the campus, within 17 nanoseconds, they are going to be raped. But they keep going. Okay, so if you got black people in Minneapolis, however the fuck it's said, and the Minneapolis Police Department is killing black people on a regular basis all the fucking time, right? Like every 17 nanoseconds, if 7 out of 5 black men are killed by the fucking police department, why don't you guys get the fuck out of that shithole city? And this is a serious question. Am I being sarcastic and racist about the way I present it? Everything I do is racist, so go fuck yourself. Yeah, I am, but it's a serious question, okay? Why do you guys stay in this shithole city? I mean, what is there that's keeping you there? Now, look, if you had a job there paying you $200,000 a year and you couldn't do the job remotely, okay, I could understand. But seriously, what is keeping you there? Get the fuck out. If the police brutality against black people in the place where you live is so goddamn terrible, leave. You know, and here's another thing. I just thought of this. This is not in my notes. You know, I always talk about how in our state of society right now, right here today, you can't just go out and start your own, you know, home or community or city, you know, and just say, hey, I don't want to be part of the United States. We're going to come over here. We're going to take this land and we're just going to do our own thing and you leave me alone and you leave us alone, right? You can't do that. The government will always come and force itself on you. You know, black people, you guys could probably get away with it. Maybe it'd be too much work. I don't know. But you could go out somewhere in the middle of nowhere and just build some log cabins. And just build a place saying, hey, you know what? We're coming over here and we are declaring ourselves no longer part of the United States. We're this little anarcho-capitalist community and we're going to live here. We're not going to bother you and keep your laws and your police away from us. You guys might be able to get away with it because you can play the race card. You know, it's actually, this is starting to piss me off now. You black people can play the race card and get almost anything you want, and you're not even fucking smart enough to use it to get something useful. Instead of throwing bricks through a goddamn window, can you really not figure out a way to use the race card to manipulate white people in order to get something that's actually beneficial to you and your community? Do you care about your community? Now, see, that's one of the things. I'm not convinced that they do. Or I'm not convinced they understand. I mean, do they understand the economic implications? Right. First of all, do you understand that attacking and physically assaulting people that own stores isn't going to do anything about the fact that the government sends the police to physically assault and kill you? Okay. You need to be killing the police and the politicians, not people that own stores. Additionally, instead of destroying private property, which is just going to make goods and services more difficult for you to obtain, and it's going to drive those people out of business, you need to be attacking government and property. Now, I've seen some pictures of the damaged police cars, for example. But see, here's the problem with that. So you go down to the mom and pop grocery store, right? You break out the windows, you go in, you loot everything, you destroy it. All right, so mom and pop are probably going to get some kind of fucking token payout from the insurance company, but their business is going to go out of business. And now, you know, a year from now, when you want some fucking canned peaches or whatever the hell it is you want, there's not going to be that grocery store there for you to go get it. But then you go over here, so you burn a bunch of cop cars. I mean, the cops are happy as fuck. I mean, those police cars were probably 2, maybe 3 years old. You're going to destroy those cop cars, okay? The government is going to buy new cop cars to replace them. And the money the government spends on those police cars is going to come from the taxpayers. And if you have any kind of a job, you're a taxpayer. So if you're going to destroy property, you really need to go large or go home. Okay? Now, if you were going to, say, burn down the city hall while it was filled with city employees, once again, I can get behind that. But you're just small-timing it. And your small-timing it is making things worse for you in the long run, not better. I mean, sure, you're getting a lot of attention right now, and there's this fucking metric ass ton. It's probably about the weight of, say, I don't know, 17 or 18 billion German Shepherds. There's that many, you know, little white girls on Instagram virtue signaling how much they care about you. But you're really not doing yourself any favors in the long run. Question is, are you smart enough to know this, but you don't care? Or are you not smart enough to know this? So, of course, here in Fort Collins, which is, if I remember correctly, 87% white. I think in a previous episode I said 83% white. I'm pretty sure the actual correct statistic is 87% white. We, of course, have to have our virtue signaling. I was downtown the other day and I saw 7 protesters for the BLM out in the middle of the road on the little island out there. There were 5 white people and 2 brown people and 0 black people. So as I'm hanging around in the vicinity, you know, it's this little pasty white guy standing there with his fucking mask on, his little NPC mask, and his BLM sign in one hand. With the other hand, you know, he's making the power fist. It's like, my God, you are so gay. And some people would drive by and honk the horn and everything. You know, and these protesters were being well behaved. I mean, they're pasty little white guys. And so there's 4 white guys and a white girl, 1 brown guy and 1 brown girl. So, you know, it's some pasty little Fort Collins suburbanite white kids. I mean, they're not going to start a riot. You know, once again, credit where it's due. At least black people have the fucking spine and the testosterone to start a riot. I may not agree with their tactics. I may think they're fucking up, but at least they'll fucking do it. So what else I thought was interesting, so I'm observing these guys and people in the vicinity, and I didn't get an exact count, but a wild estimated guess, I would say I saw probably about 7 black men walking by. 0 black women. 7 black guys. One of the black guys was on a date with his white girlfriend, who is pretty cute. And you guys know that normally I'm all about, oh my God, and bitching about race mixing. But even though I'm a white guy and I side with white people, I'm also a man and I side with men. And so seeing a black guy with a white girl and she's cute and she's hot. And he, I mean, he was a good looking guy. He was young and healthy and wasn't fat. And, you know, part of me wants to be like, hey, dude, stop fucking white girls. And then the other part of me, though, the more important part, the man part, is like, all right, dude, good for you, motherfucker. Yeah, take her home and bang the shit out of her because she's cute. So anyhow, I'm observing the black men, and this guy I just talked about, he was probably the youngest. The rest of them were all, I don't know, late. He was probably early 20s, 25 at the oldest. She looked like she may have been like 23 at the oldest. So all the other black men I saw walking past, I would say were upper 20s to maybe lower 40s, that age range. They all went by, and so I was staring at them, because that's what I always do when I see black people in public, right? That's what we white people, we do. We say, and we stare at black people. That's a microaggression that black people can't handle is being looked at. I was observing these black men, and none of them acknowledged verbally or even non-verbally the BLM protesters. I mean, not even looking in their direction. They just walked right past them as if they didn't exist. Now, that's not some kind of scientific study or anything with fucking, you know, correlated data sets in a control group or no shit like that. But it does lead me to wonder, okay, so what's the difference? Why are they not, you know, and why is it? Why are there 7 BLM protesters over there and there's no black people? It's only white people and brown people. I was in Old Town this morning too, saw a couple of small, I think it was 3. Was it 3? Because the other people were protesting something else. Yes, 3 BLM protesters. Take a wild guess. White, male, college age. No black people. So how come there's no black people in Fort Collins protesting BLM? Possible thesis, throwing this out, the kind of black people who live in Fort Collins are just not the kind of black people that riot. Fort Collins doesn't really have a ghetto. We do have a white trash trailer park. It's up on the north side. If you go north on College, it's up there. We do have a white trash trailer park. But far as I know, I mean, if it's here, it's pretty well hidden. I've never found it. We don't have a black ghetto, and we don't have a brown barrio. Burrio. Barrio? What's the correct pronunciation? I don't know. So if you're a black person in Fort Collins, statistically speaking, odds are you're going to college or you have a job. In fact, hang on 1 second while the great one gets his shit together. And I'm going to fucking close the email so it doesn't strike. In fact, we are so short on black people who feel victimized that we have to actually advertise for them. Screenshots will be in the show notes. Lauren Keddington posted this on the interwebs. This event happened yesterday. Here's what it says. Black Indigenous NBPOC speakers needed for 6/5 protest. You know what else is fascinating to me? There are many things fascinating to me. This is another of those things I don't understand. Why? How? How? How and why do black people not see through this? Do you ever notice how, especially leftists, because leftists regard black people as rescue dogs, right? Okay, look, all leftists are essentially women because leftist views are the feminine views, right? That you should talk about everything, that you have rights to things, that you're entitled to things, that your feelings are more important than logic and reasoning. All leftists are essentially women in their minds. It doesn't matter if they have penises or not. They are feminine. They are female. They are women's. They're chicks. Okay? And what did we just determine? That women's are unable to understand the world around them unless you can somehow relate it to Harry Potter or dogs. Leftist, literally Hitler, regard black people as rescue dogs. Black people are something that leftists, just like you go to the pound and you rescue a dog that was beat by it. Yeah, there's this dog and its former owners, they used to beat it every day and kick it and they wouldn't feed it correctly. And so it finally is picked up by animal control and it's at the pound and it's about to be euthanized. And then you go in there and you rescue the dog. That is exactly how leftists look at black people. See, these black people, they've been abused by white people all their lives, and they were beat by Southerners when they were slaves, and then the police department beats them up, and I'm going to come in at the last minute, and I'm going to rescue these black people from their oppression. I'm going to collect them like little rescue puppies, and they're going to love me for the rest of my life. So you see, we can't just refer to black people as people. Just like a woman will never tell you she has a dog, she'll have a rescue dog. See, they're not people. And for a while, you know, they were Negroes or, you know, colored people or blacks or whatever. And then, well, now they became people of color, which we abbreviate as POCs. Now we have Black Indigenous NBPOC. I don't know what NB stand. Does it mean non-binary? But there's more. Wait. Okay. So let me keep reading. The protest does not yet have black leadership. As of the writing of this post. So a bunch of white people in Fort Collins got together and organized a BLM protest, and they have zero black people involved. Now, I've asked this question before. Black people, do you ever get tired of fucking white people virtue signaling on your behalf and essentially using you to get attention for themselves? Or do you enjoy it? I mean, and I'm not saying you should. I mean, God damn it. If all these fucking stupid people are willing to line up, you know, and posture, get on their knees for you and apologize to you and cry for you. I mean, why should you not take advantage of it? I can give you, if you're a black person, I can give you no good reason at all not to take advantage of these people. My God, in fact, you should pull out your dick and piss in their faces. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You probably saw it. There's a video where some guy comes up on this chick and, you know, come and tells her that white oppression and stuff. And he's been asked to go out and film. She would just get down on her knees and apologize. And she just immediately gets down on her knees. Like, the fuck? So on the one hand, I can't blame you for taking advantage of these stupid ass white people. I just wonder, do you ever get tired of sending pasty? You'll see, her picture will be in the show notes. She's white. She's pasty. She's not attractive. She's overweight. Do you get tired of your battles having to be fought for you? I'm speaking to black people right now. Do you black people ever get tired of needing pasty, white, chubby girls to fight your battles for you? Okay, the protest does not yet have black leadership as of the writing of this post, but they are actively seeking BIPOCs. Not NBPOC. Now we have BIPOCs. Oh, I guess that means black indigenous? Hold it. Indigenous. There are no black people indigenous to North America. My God. Excuse me. You're not just people. You're rescue dogs. Okay? They're actively seeking BIPOCs and others to speak at it. So they're going to do a protest for Black Lives Matters. They have no black people involved as of yet. So they have to post on the internet to try to recruit black people. Once again, I think most of the black people who live in Fort Collins are the sort of black people. They're the sort of people who have better things to do with their time. If I was walking through the ghetto and I saw some black people coming towards me, I'd probably cross the street to get to the other side, right? I know that's racist. In Fort Collins, if I'm walking down the sidewalk and I see a black person walking towards me, I don't cross the fucking street. You know why? Because statistically speaking, that black person is a perfectly normal, mentally healthy human being who has a job and isn't interested in fucking with me. Okay, continues. If you can't directly reach out to the organizers on the Facebook event page, please message me and I'll gladly pass it on to them. Because, you know, you black people might not be smart enough to use Facebook. So the pasty little chubby white girl, she'll send the email message for you to the organizers, you know, in case you're not smart enough to figure out how Facebook works. It is important to us that this venue be offered to the voices most silenced by police brutality. That would be the taxpayers. And offer our voice to help strengthen theirs. See, once again, you black people, you can't do anything for yourself. You need pasty little chubby white girls to help you strengthen your voice. Because without pasty, chubby, white girl, you know, nobody's going to pay attention to you. We want to focus on the minorities who are being, black people are not a minority in the population of the planet Earth. They're not a minority. We want to focus on the minorities who are being brutalized and silenced by the people who were supposed to protect and serve them. Okay, number one, the police have no legal obligation to protect and serve anybody. That has been established multiple times by judges in the courtrooms. Number two, when are the POCs here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins being brutalized by the police? I need to see a little evidence of this. Peaceful protest Friday, 6/5, 12 p.m. Old Town Square. Event details. This is like a page where you can sign up to attend this event. The protest does not yet have black leadership, as of the writing of this post, but they are actively seeking BIPOCs and others to speak at it. If you can't directly reach out to the organizers on the event page, please message me and I'll gladly pass it on to them. Location is Old Town Square, where speakers will talk, followed by a march past the courthouse and police station before returning to the square. Oh my goodness, we're going to walk past the police station. That'll show those Fort Collins police officers who haven't killed a black person in how many years? Participants who will be marching are encouraged to bring something to help create a memorial for victims of police brutality. Breonna Taylor's birthday is June 5th, so some people are going to make birthday cards to leave in her memory. All right, I do not know who Breonna Taylor is. I will find out because we're coming up on the end of the episode, which means I'm going to have to roll this over into a second part, which I didn't want to do, but that's how it's going to go down. So in the next episode, we'll figure out who Breonna Taylor is. Participants are also encouraged to wear green. I don't know why we're wearing green. Is this like a St. Patrick's Day thing? I don't know. And bring the following extra materials if they are able to. Bottled water. Snacks. Because we're going to have a protest. Everybody bring some snacks. Be sure you bring snacks, guys. Sign materials or extra pre-made signs. Gloves and trash bags for post-protest march cleanup. At least they're going to clean up behind themselves. Sunscreen. We wouldn't want anybody to get, you know, a little sunburn while you're out there protesting about how, well, and because it's all a bunch of fucking pasty white people. So it actually, hey guys, did you know that black people don't need sunscreen? Because they don't get sunburned. Oh, that's right. You're pasty white people. You don't actually know anything. So yes, bring your sunscreen because it's just going to be a bunch of fucking pasty, chubby white girls. Green bandanas. Still don't know what the thing about the green is. Printed list or a sign people can photograph of organizations to contribute to. Yes, be sure you contribute money to organizations who are going to save black people as if they were rescue dogs that can't take care of themselves. All right, I'll see you cats in part 2.